Today's Bible reading is being taken from Matthew 28, 16 to verse 20, page 1044 in your Bible or on the screen. The Great Commission. Then the 11 disciples went to Galilee, to the mountain where Jesus had told them to go. When they saw him, they worshipped him, but some doubted. Then Jesus came to them and said, "All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Therefore go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you, and surely I am with you always to the very end of the age." This is the word of the Lord.
It's pretty well impossible to understate or to overstate how important baptism is to the Christian church. It's one of those key things that mark us, that define us as God's people. Christians are those who say, "Jesus is Lord." And Christians are those who have received the sacrament of baptism in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. I'm not sure what goes through a person's mind when they're being baptized. I'm sure that Jordan last Sunday really didn't understand what was going on. Some people are of an age where they do know what is going on, but when I participate in a baptism and when it's my privilege to officiate, what I'm thinking about, one of the things, is beauty. I think that when we see a baptism and we see this water, and I've got the best view in the house, of course, being right here. But when I see it falling and coming on the head of a person, it's like jewels falling, it seems to me. It's like crystal coming upon the person and gifting that person with an identity, with a promise. I like the way it catches the light, but even more, I like the beauty that it evokes in the mind. When a person is baptized by immersion, and I have actually baptized a lot of people this way, when I was a missionary in the Philippines, I don't know, I never actually kept track of the numbers, but I've often baptized people this way, and one story, this our church, we said we were going to have a baptism in the ocean, and we had the service at the beach, and then I shared the word, and we sang, and then it's time to baptize, and this person to be baptized, there were actually three of them, we walked out, but it was so shallow, the beach, it took so long that we were way, way out there by the time it was time. And so I thought, the people were standing on the beach looking us out in the distance. And I baptized them. I lowered them in the water, and I was just shouting, "I baptize you!" Because I thought the church needs to hear that these people are being baptized in the name of Father, Son, Holy Spirit. So it was kind of crazy. But I'll never forget it. But it's beautiful when that happens, when we see those kind of baptisms. But when we baptize a child, an infant, there is something breathtakingly beautiful about that. We're seeing this little child who has been created by God, given by God to this family, given by God to the faith community, and having that child receive the sign of the promises of God, that God's promises are for all of us. And when we see the baptism of a little child like this, it takes your breath away. And when we see people who are new to the community, that receive the faith as a gift from God, and then receive the sign of the blessing through the water, what could be better? Baptism is delightful. In 2 Sundays, we again will see baptism here, as Trevor and Marika Jones's 3 of their children are going to be baptized, and I can't wait for 2 weeks from now, because it is such a beautiful time for our community. Now, there's these different ways of baptism. There's immersion, and there's sprinkling, and all that. And sometimes people want to make it a point of contention. We don't, you know. Say, if you were baptized by immersion, that's wonderful. If you were baptized by sprinkling, whether as an infant or an adult, that's wonderful. If it's not how it's done, but it's the fact that God is making these promises, that you are being drawn into the faith community, that is important. We know that baptism has been part of the church since the very earliest times. On the screen now, you see this picture. This is the picture of the ruins of a church. The church in what was the village of Gyra Europus, in what is now the tortured and tormented land of Syria. But this is the oldest known church building. It's a ruin, of course, but this is the very oldest church building that's ever been found. It was a large house, which was converted in about the year 240 into a place of Christian worship. And when the archaeologists were excavating this site, they found artwork on the walls. And this is a picture of one of the pieces of art that they found on the wall. And this is a picture of Jesus raising the paralyzed man. We read that story as part of our liturgy earlier. You can see the man is lying on his mat. And then the next thing, he's standing carrying it, and Jesus is standing above, you know, directing the man to get up. This is the oldest picture of Jesus that is known to exist. You imagine how many hundreds, millions of pictures, depictions of Jesus that we have in this world. This is the oldest one. When they made this church, when they made it from a house into a church, they plastered the walls, and they drew into the wet plaster and painted onto the wet plaster so that these images were made. So these things are getting close to 2,000 years old. Now, I think that's cool. I just wanted to share that with you. But in that renovated church, there was a room that was just for baptism. It was called a baptistry. And if you can see that it looks like a little bathtub. It's smaller than that. There was not enough room for a person to lay down in it. But in the rounded area on top, there was a picture of the Good Shepherd. And the upper part, that brownish part, is where the picture of the Jesus raising the paralyzed man is, and down below is the women coming to the empty tomb. So these are Christian artwork in a place for Christian baptism. It's obvious that it was not a place where people were baptized by immersion. There was just not enough room in that little pit. I don't know what, but a person would stand in it, and then water would be poured over the head as they were standing inside the baptistry. That was Dura Europus was really in a desert. So water was very precious and not very abundant. So the person would be baptized by standing and having the water poured over them as the words, "You are baptized in the name of Father, Son, and Holy Spirit." Now, one commentator that I read, reflecting on baptism and on the words that Jesus gave in that great commission to baptize people in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, said that those words were really financial terms, or almost like banking terms. For all you bankers out there, you'll like this. That what it says, in effect, is that when we are baptized, we are deposited into God's account, and that we become His. We are His property. We are His people. We are His possessions. We've been transferred from a way of loss and hopelessness into the company of those who have been given all things, those who have a secure foundation. You could say that we are under new management when we become baptized, that He takes responsibility for our lives. He takes responsibility for our future. And we'll see to it that we receive all the blessings that He wishes us to have. Our companions as baptized people are those who worship the Father, who listen to the teaching of Jesus Christ, His Son, and have the blessing of the drawing power of the Holy Spirit. So in baptism, we are given to God. But it's important to realize that when we're given to God, we are given to Him entirely and in His entirety. He is our Master and Lord. He is also our Savior and our teacher. He is also our friend and our constant companion. I don't know if you ever thought of yourself that way. I'm a person who has been given to God. But what does it mean that we are baptized into the name of the Father? God the Father is the Creator. The fact that we exist is dependent on God the Father calling us and all that is into existence. But not only is He the Creator, He is the covenant maker and the promise keeper. We talk about sin because sin is the problem. But salvation comes because of God's decision to not let us go, to not abandon us, and He makes promises. It's in baptism that we see God is Himself is assuring us that He calls us His children. He's Father, and we are children, His children. We are adopted by God as His heirs, that we're not just neighborhood kids, that we are the children of God. And therefore, we know that He surrounds us, He protects us, He makes sure that we are not going to be defeated, that we will be ultimately victorious. Who can be against us if the Father has put His mark on us? What does it mean that we are baptized into the name of the Son. It is our confession. It is our sincere belief that Jesus Christ came to earth to experience our life, to face our temptations, to challenge the devil himself, and to open for us the way into eternal life. Jesus Christ. Baptism teaches us that in his name we are washed, we are purified, and we are healed by his sacrifice. But even more than that, baptism says as healed and renewed and refreshed, reinvigorated people, we are united with Christ. I don't think we talk enough about our reality of being in union with Christ. And we think, oh yeah, well, we're Christians, we believe in him and he's in heaven. But what baptism says is that we are linked, we are tied, we are connected, we are in union with Jesus himself. And so his resurrection is our resurrection. Because he has won the victory, we are set free from every accusation and are acceptable to God. You are acceptable to God because of Jesus Christ. And you have been baptized into his name. What does it mean that we are baptized in the name of the Holy Spirit? Well, it means that the Father is on his throne, that Jesus Christ rose from the dead, ascended into heaven, and he's at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. There's the Father, and there's the Son. And we are here on earth carrying out our day-to-day duties. But we are baptized in the name of the Holy Spirit, which means that it is not just us. We are not alone. We are not facing the troubles and the terrors of the day alone, that we have God himself at our side, not just in at our side, we have him inside. The Holy Spirit is in this place. The Holy Spirit is in this place. And the Holy Spirit is in that place, inside of you, in your heart, as a believing and baptized person who has received the sacrament of baptism, where it is said you've been baptized in the name of the Holy Spirit. He's here. He's with us. He's not distant. He strengthens us, or strengthens our union with Christ. He assures us of all these promises that the Father has made. He helps us understand that it's true. When people are cultured despisers say, well, how do you know that it's true? And we say, I know it's true because the Holy Spirit is right here. Because I am convinced in my heart, the Holy Spirit has said, it is so, and I believe it, and I thank God for it, and I have my hope in it, and I walk in that way because I know it's true. The Spirit has convicted me. And so we carry on. We walk towards the throne. We walk with Christ. We walk in step with the Spirit, growing in grace and truth, becoming more obedient, more effective, more holy, more kind, wiser, better people. people because of God having given all of himself to us, that we might give all of ourselves to him. Someday we are going to be presented to God. We're going to make our appearance before the throne. For some of us, that day might be very, very soon. Pastor Harry Vanderwint didn't know that a couple of days ago that he'd get up and have his breakfast, and later in that day he'd be standing before the throne of God. He did not know. And some of us, we might have that experience this week. And we will see Jesus. And we will behold the Father on his throne. And the Spirit who has been in us, teaching us and convicting us and blessing us and empowering us, that will say, here it is. We've been together for all this time. And now you see the truth right before you. Without the stain of sin on us, maybe soon, maybe not, for many, many years, we will say, having been baptized in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, we give you glory and we are yours. And you are ours.